Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And joining us on air now is Dr. Daniel Israel, who's going to bring us up to date on what's happening with COVID. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be with you again.
Doc, what do our listeners need to know if they've been exposed to someone with COVID?
So we're getting a lot of questions again, which in the vein that we dealt with in the first wave is, once you've been exposed, what do you do? So I thought it would be quite productive to just once again revise this. It's important. If you've been with someone and then you find out afterward that they have COVID, if you've spent more than 10, 15 minutes with them in the proximity of 2 meters, particularly without masks, the treatment for that is quarantine, not testing. So patients are asking, can I go for a test? And then if I'm negative, make sure that, you know, I'm negative and I'm free. And that's not the case, because it won't reflect in the test straight away. So if you've been exposed to someone, you then unfortunately need to stay at home or unexposed to anyone else for the next 10 days. If in the course of those 10 days you would like to do a test, and particularly if you become symptomatic, to check that you don't have COVID yourself, that's fine. But you should wait at least 6 or 7 days for that test to have any meaning. Otherwise, the chances of having a false negative are very high.
What can you tell us about what's going on right now? We're hearing now that people are saying, especially the learned scientists that are part and parcel of the action team in South Africa, word is coming out that they're saying that this initial vaccine, which is a two-dose vaccine, may not be the vaccine for South Africa. We may need to wait for a later one-dose vaccine. What can you tell us about that, Doc?
Well, obviously, you know, as we've spoken about before, the colder the vaccine needs to be stored at and the more doses that need to be given, the harder it is to vaccinate a population. So in a big country like South Africa, where ideally we need to vaccinate a good percentage of 50 million people for it to build the artificial herd immunity, so to speak, we, you know, to give 2 doses of vaccine, it's double the amount of logistics, cost, infrastructure, et cetera. And, you know, as these vaccines are developed more, when a one-dose vaccine comes out, it may be far more achievable for South Africa. So even though South Africa is lagging a lot in terms of, you know, coming up with a vaccine program, and Israel had already vaccinated something, I think it's 280,000 people in the last week, it might be to our advantage and our blessing that when we are on board, we might have a better vaccine that's more suited to our population.
Doc, and in closing again, please just remind our listeners why it's so important to be careful.
Okay, so look, as we know, COVID, let's go back to basics. COVID is not a flu. Anyone who feels that COVID is another influenza and this is a whole conspiracy is absolutely wrong. If you look at flu and its morbidity and mortality across the world, we don't see a 1-2% mortality rate in normal flu. Any doctor working in South Africa at the moment will tell you that they're seeing more patients die from COVID than they would from normal influenza. So it's so, so important that whoever you are at the moment, we have to contain COVID with non-pharmacological means to stop COVID in its tracks. And that's why it's so important. We're sitting at the moment in an absolute uptake of second wave, and it's just by simple interventions like mask wearing, not being on top of other people who you don't know where they've been, social distancing, we can really, really stop it, you know, from spreading in our community, and we can, you know, achieve the same kind of safety that we've been able to achieve for the last few months.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.